It was one of the most unique weeks in franchise history.
Go Jackson.
A football game was the eventual backdrop.
It's a mission not only on the field, but off the field.
Globalizing Jacksonville.
Hey, Roger.
How are you?
And branding the Jaguars were at the forefront. From the countryside to the bustling big city of London, Jacksonville was on an international stage.
This is absolutely brilliant. Dream come true, really.
Shad Khan's mission accomplished. Gus Bradley's was not.
I think we can take this time to really evaluate where we're at.
0-8 halfway through. Now, a bye week to figure out what in the world is wrong.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
Cecil Shorts III waving the British flag upon entering Wembley Stadium Sunday. The Jags' outcome wasn't good, but what an event in London the last week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. We are back on U.S. soil. I'm Brett Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. Special Tuesday edition thanks to the travel back from London. And mixed feelings returning home, Jeff. The experience was super. The game obviously was not.
A great environment. I would have liked to have seen the team come out with the American flag first. I mean, maybe Mark Brunell thinks otherwise. Just a little shot there, Mark. But other than that, it was a great game. Great atmosphere, very similar to the Super Bowl.
This is America.
Hey, I know everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know, but...
All right. Tonight, we are not
Mark,
alone.
Mark, you made a mistake.
We are not alone. We have a player in studio that probably appreciated Wembley Stadium more than any of his teammates, and it's Josh Scobie, the Jaguars kicker, now in his 10th season out of Louisiana Tech. He's a perfect 10 on the year in field goals through 8 games, and call him Mr. October. 32 consecutive made three-pointers in the month. And we want to say special thanks to Josh Scobie for joining us tonight, because the players have a bye week. They have tomorrow off, and he's hanging with us here on Tuesday night on Jaguars All Access. So thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.
Glad to see you, as always. And how about the state of this team right now? You've been here a long time. 0-8. It's never been this bad, especially by the way you're losing. What's that locker room like?
You know, for how bad the season's been going so far, the locker room is surprisingly upbeat, and it's because of how Gus Bradley is as a head coach. And it's unfortunate the way things gone, but we're just going to continue to try and work hard and, you know, fix some of the things that are going wrong to get better.
How long does the energy of Gus Bradley carry it? Because, you know, hey, you and I both know, everybody knows it's got to come down to wins and losses eventually.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to carry a lot more weight than a lot of coaches that I've been around, because his message from day one is that positive attitude. And he's told us that his attitude is not going to change. And as long as the coach is consistent with that approach, I think guys are going to believe it.
All right, well, the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday had a heck of a lot more top plays than the Jaguars. But here are the top plays for the Jaguars from Sunday. So let him go.
Play number three, Maurice Jones-Drew looking good, better and better now, ran hard and right off the rip, he got loose.
Well, and today was the trading deadline. Maurice is still a Jaguar, so that's good. And I give Maurice credit. He's been fighting through a foot injury, an ankle injury, and others as well, and he's gotten better over the last month.
Had a lot of his strength back. Play number two, the Jaguars made a big play on defense, stripping Frank Gore of the football, and Russell Allen recovers it. He was fired up.
Jason Babin was the one who forced it, and believe it or not, that's only the 38th giveaway the 49ers have had in 40 games under Jim Harbaugh. An impressive stat.
No doubt. Play number one, Mike Brown, double move and a touchdown. How about this guy coming on strong?
Well, I don't give him as much credit as I do the offensive coordinator, Jed Fish. So tune in to Jaguars.com Film Room Friday, going to show exactly how this play was set up from the play that happened two plays before.
That was a nice catch, too.
Very nice catch.
Xfinity Speed play of the game, Colin Kaepernick. He's good.
I've called him dynamic, and I use that term over and over in the pregame show. He's absolutely outstanding. And, Josh, you watch a lot of football. Yes, you're a kicker, but you get to watch a lot of football. Frank Gore is a great back with a great offensive line, and then you add a dynamic quarterback that can run. That's hard to stop.
It really is. And, you know, even being a football fan and a fan of other teams, it's fun to watch that. And unfortunately, it was against us.
Yeah, Kaepernick just, I mean, they talk about how fast he is, Jeff, too. I mean, to see that
he's
the
fastest quarterback in the National Football League. Straight line speed. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of the shape like some other quarterbacks do, or the strength of an Andrew Luck. But straight line speed, he's got the best of all of them.
Well, here's the deal. people are starting to talk about 0-16. And I know that doesn't invade the locker room. You guys have to keep that noise out. But, I mean, can you guys win a football game? I mean, you don't want to carry that tag too far along.
No, you don't want to go down in history as being a team that went 0-16. And it's a process that we have to take on individually. And everyone's got to be accountable for what they're doing and be able to combine that as a team group. And, you know, being a kicker, I have a very individual job. So my mindset is that. Doesn't matter what's going on in the game, I have to do my job. And we had to have, you know, 52 other guys that have that same mindset.
I've been on some bad football teams, unfortunately. And it all starts together. And then when the losing continues, everything kind of drifts apart. How is the locker room?
I think it's still great. And, you know, there's guys that we hang out together. You know, the London trip, we got to hang out quite a bit and do some things throughout the week that we wouldn't normally do. And same when we went to California. But obviously it's not showing up on the field. And, you know, it's something that's going to take some process and take some time to do it. But hopefully, you know, a lot of us are still around when that's happening.
Yeah, and the players have been very patient. We have to give them credit for that so far. And the coaching staff has been, too. The fans, obviously, they want to win on Sunday. But let's go back to London and talk about the experience. I mean, Wembley Stadium, we'll get into you and soccer a little bit later on. But just the event that happened, the pregame, I mean, it felt like bigger than a regular football game.
Yeah, I remember at one point looking at Carson Tinker, our snapper, and saying, this is the closest I've ever felt to a Super Bowl before because of all the festivities going on around the game and pregame, and with all the fans packed in there pregame for the national anthem, it was unbelievable.
So did he want to bring up the national title games at Alabama in response to that?
Yeah, every time he brings up anything about Alabama, I'd stop. I'd tell him to stop and say, shut up, rookie.
There was a Roll Tide in there, but then you just go back to training camp and you pulled the stunt on him, so you might have to do that again.
Oh, yeah. He's
a rookie now.
He deserves a lot of it. He's a rookie and a snapper, so he's not a good combo.
That's the kicker calling the guy a snapper.
Exactly. No,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You got to keep him in check.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to keep him in check. Earlier in the week, you guys were at Penny Hill Park. Mm-hmm. Fantastic place.
Yes.
I mean, holy cow, resort spa. You know, walk down and get a massage and then get a sauna and then walk down to the practice field. They actually built a weight room for you guys, built a locker room for you guys, and then right out of those doors for both of those facilities was a really nice practice field. It was a nice setup.
They did a great job, and I spoke to quite a few of the employees there, and they said that we were their favorite team to come through there, too. So that's a credit from the top down with how we treat guys there. But they did a fabulous job with having us there.
The biggest, I guess, warning that I got prior to going over there was about the food.
Yeah.
You know, because it's very different than what we eat. But I happened to take a peek into where you guys were eating at. And it looked pretty good.
It was fantastic.
Did you gain any weight?
I have no idea. Luckily, we didn't have to weigh in today. But
you did.
No, the food was great. And I was surprised, too, because when I went last year in October for my trip, it wasn't that good.
Well, Brent gained weight because, you know, he was drinking beer.
He's at the pubs all week.
Did it serve beer at the fish and chips?
No, not that. I must have been in bed before they started serving it.
That's a good answer, by the way. Hey, the logistics of this all, by the way, shout out to the entire Jaguars organization because really, soup to nuts, they did a tremendous job.
They did.
I mean, how about going over there? You're going to do it now the next three seasons. Is it okay? I mean, did you guys embraced it as players?
Yeah, well,
was it okay?
Yeah, as you know, as a player, you have to embrace any kind of change, and things were a lot different than a normal road trip. So I think the guys did have a great time. We embraced it. Unfortunately, the game didn't go how we wanted, but for the most part, I mean, everyone had a great time.
Yeah, I want to mention a couple of names. Jimmy Luck, mm-hmm. the equipment guy, Hamza, Mike Perkins. Those three guys
JK,
really kind of had to carry. Yeah, JK.
Yep.
Holy cow. And Pat Cavanaugh, I mean, he had to lug equipment back and forth all the time for, you know, all the different things.
Jaguars.com.
By the way, that's for you, Pete.
Yeah, he produces.
But great job.
All the people that on the logistical side of it did a fantastic job. It made us feel like we were, you know, in Florida, in Jacksonville, at our own home base.
Best day of the week was Saturday. Trafalgar Square, just loads of people. I think they said upward of about 70,000 people at your fan rally. I mean, you want to talk about a Super Bowl scene.
Yep.
I mean, that was it. That was pretty cool.
That was incredible to see that many people show up for and support a sport that they're really not that much fans of. It was unbelievable. Now, it was funny to see some fans that had on, you know, different teams, you know, let's say a 49ers shirt and a Vikings hat. That was pretty funny. But, you know, they'll get it after a couple of years.
Funniest thing I saw there. a Derek Harvey jersey.
Shut up.
I did. I'm not joking. A Derek Harvey jersey.
It was on a
jersey.
Homeless guy, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I saw it.
No, it was not on a homeless guy. It was on a fan. He was inside.
That's pretty surprising.
When I saw it, I was like, you got to be kidding
me. I saw a few guys with my jersey on, too, which was cool to see.
They paid for those.
Pretty awful now. I'm telling you the truth.
We'll give that one to Scobie right there. All right, it's time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. First, last week's answers. The famous actor who played Norm was George Wendt. We pretty much gave that one away. Here is tonight's question. Josh Scobie was a soccer player in high school. What famous player and member of the men's national team did Scobie play against in high school? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access. The 49ers made some big plays on Sunday. Jeff goes to the smart board to break it down.
I'm John Osier, and coming up on the Ozone, I'm going to tell you how London changed me.
Plus, it was a picturesque week overseas. We are taking a look at the best images from the trip. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers, sounds of the game.
It's London time, baby. What you do, man? That's all you do.
Time to turn it up.
Underway in London with the 49ers and Jacksonville Jags on 3rd and 7. Henny has time from the pocket, fires, and gets it between the two defenders for a completion and a first down to Cecil Shorts from the 34. The give is to Kendall Hunter, who will lose yardage. A terrific defensive play by Jason Babin. Low snap handle, Gore on 2nd down. Looked like the ball came out again. Jacksonville has it. Russell Allen comes up with the football. He's airing wide open, and that's a touchdown, Jacksonville. Mike Brown. 42-10 beating of the still winless Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
We love the Twitter. You can ask some questions for Josh Scobie or any of us here on the set. Just go to my Twitter handle, at BrentAS360, right now to do that. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Josh Scobie rejoins us in a moment, but it's time to go inside the film room with Jeff Logman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. He was in the coach's office last week, but back right at home now, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I am, and I want to show some great plays by the 49ers, and one of my favorite players in the National Football League is Frank Gore. Not necessarily when he's got the ball in his hands, because on this play, you'll see where Frank Gore is lined up with Colin Kaepernick in the shotgun, and this is one of the touchdowns by Colin Kaepernick, and I'm going to slow it down so you can see how many guys that Frank Gore blocked. He ends up getting linebacker Geno Hayes, and then through his legs to Paul Posluszny, and then also because he trips up those two guys, Jonathan Cyprian can't get there. Replay it at fast motion. Great job by Frank Gore. When great players do great things when they don't have the ball in their hand, that pretty much emanates throughout the team, and I think it raises the level of everybody on that team. Now, there was one play in the game in which the great tight end, Vernon Davis, got incredibly open. And a lot of people say, well, how does Vernon Davis get this open? Well, you can see that this is an audible. They recognized there was man coverage, and there's Vernon Davis wide open running down the sideline. Well, they got open, or he got open, because of the audible. And how did he get open in man coverage? Well, there was a little rub at the line of scrimmage. The fullback, once he gets moved over to this side, watch him pick Jonathan Cyprian, who had the man coverage. And a lot of people say, well, isn't this illegal? Hey, it's on a line of scrimmage, and rarely, if ever, will it get called. And Vernon Davis has great speed, great deep speed, and they try to do different things to get him the ball in that deep fashion. Now, I talked about Frank Gore in the running game. Look at how much attention that Frank Gore gets. He gets the ball, right? Well, look at all the everybody's coming in to stop Frank Gore. And even Josh Evans, who you're going to see come out of the picture, is going in towards where Frank Gore is at. But the problem is that Frank Gore does not have the ball. It's Colin Kaepernick. And there's an old saying in football, if he's even, he's leaving. And Colin Kaepernick ends up scoring the touchdown. Now, the Jaguars had some good plays as well. And Cecil Shorts, I give him a lot of credit because he's playing through some pain. He's got an SC joint, and he was strong in making this catch out to the left side on the perimeter. But what was even more impressive, once he gets out to the boundary, All of a sudden, I'm watching the game film. Wait a minute. Who's this best-dressed man? Is that Brett Martineau, the sideline reporter for Cox Communications? I think it is, Brett. Looking sharp on the sideline.
Well, in the big games, you break out the three-piece, the vests. So we had that working over there in London, England. Nice
job, good.
Jeff. Thank you very much. London edition of the Ozone right now. John Osier is royalty. He felt right at home in England. Tea and crumpets kind of guy. Here's Johnny O in the C-Best Ozone.
I'm John Osier with the Ozone Question of the Day. And Nick from Deltona writes, wow, tough game Sunday. But they say international travel changes a guy. Did London change you, Ozone? Well, when London called, Family All Access answered. And a huge week for the Jaguars will change the Ozone, too. Among the dark secrets of O, longtime status as a royal watcher. Status I long hid, protective of my rep as a man's man. So with London being ground zero for royal watchers, our mecca, if you will, I approached the UK with trepidation and exhilaration. Could I stay hidden? Or would furor over the recent baptism of Prince George, the most darling thing ever, be just way too awesome, exposing my secret to manly, successful people, like All Access siblings, film room, and sports director. Now, once in the UK, baptism news indeed dominated headlines. Royal resistance futile. I began the week keeping up with that symbolic bundle of wealth while keeping to the shadows. Oh, did I watch. I ogled. I giggled. I lived. Life was good so long as I stayed hidden. But alas, this proved exhausting. I could take no more. So I shared my secret and learned I was not alone. Executive assistants, royal watchers. The coaching staff's first lady, watcher. The bar staff that thought I was tipping them, watchers. A world opened, and I spent the week just being me, impressing international media, bonding with golfers, old friendships to new levels. All became part of my world. So what now? Well, my advice after what history doth now remember as the royal awakening? Just this. Hide not from thyself, O young Ozonians, because you never know who else might be watching the Royals too.
Thanks, Johnny O. More on the Ozone, Jaguars.com. Right now, you got to check out the mailbags from London and every week with John. Still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access. It might be one of the rarest doubles in all of sports. Josh Scobie can say he's done it. That's coming up next.
Is Jaguars All Access.
Take 1 second and look around. Where else would you rather be at? We got a chance today. Screw what happened in the past. We got a chance today to show them who we are in front of the world. You know where we are right now?
Yeah, in that sense, it was a missed opportunity for Roy Miller and the Jacksonville Jaguars. They did have an opportunity to show the world, win over some fans over there in London, but they'll have the opportunity in the next few years as well. Go to Jaguars.com for more Roy Miller and also Mercedes Lewis on Jags Wired. Great segment. Make sure you check it out on Jaguars.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. Brent Martin along with Jeff Lagerman. Jags kicker Josh Scobie, kind enough to join us. And I know the Jags are having a tough year, but Josh continues to get it done. I mean, you're playing pretty well, and when you get the opportunity, although not a lot of them, you're kicking it through. Is it hard to keep that focus all the time?
You know, it kind of is, but like I was saying earlier, my job is very individual. Even though it's a team sport, my job is one goal, and that's to make kicks very cut and dry. So I have to have the mindset of no matter what the score is, I have to make the kicks. And over time, as I've gotten older throughout my career, I've learned to do that a lot better.
When I watch you kick, Pat Leahy, for a long time, used to tell me about how field goal kicking and kicking a soccer ball, you would actually use different irons in the bag. Is that true?
It really is. There's times when you need to bear down a little harder and try and kick it farther. There's times where you don't. But what I've learned over my career is that I'm a lot better whenever I'm not trying 100% and not trying that driver swing. Somewhere around 7 or 8 iron is just fine for me.
Well, we're looking at video of you at Wembley Stadium last October when you kicked the soccer ball through the net. And then you had a field goal on Sunday. So I call it one of the rarest doubles in all of sports. Not too many guys get that. What a thrill to do both.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be able to do that last year with the penalty kick and to come out, you know, Sunday and at least get one field goal. It was fun. The crowd cheered really loud. I'm not sure if they were excited that we had finally scored or that I had made the kick, but it was fun.
All right, so I'm watching that video. You get the penalty kick.
Uh-huh.
Why did you give the rugby sign?
It was kind of in between the rugby and some, I don't know. I didn't have the celebration
plan. You didn't have a plan.
No, I have them planned for game-winning field goals, but I didn't have that one planned. It was bad.
So you did have it planned. Speaking of London, and, you know, you talk soccer, but you also talk cars. We saw like a $2 million Bugatti.
There it is.
Well, you have an Aston Martin. You brought it today, in fact. We might go for a spin after. You must love it over there with all the cars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Seeing all the European high-end cars, that's my cup of tea. So, you know, I'm a big fan of the, especially the British-made cars like the Aston Martin. So it was fun to see all those.
What was
that?
Those were a Bugatti?
Bugatti. I think Bugatti. It's an Italian supercar.
Never heard of it.
Yes.
$2 million.
Well, you drive a truck, don't you?
Too many cars.
I do drive a truck.
And by the way, he said his cup of tea. Well played right there. Well, for appearing on tonight's shows, you are going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. We've got to take one more time out on Access. When we get back, changes on the bye week, how the Jags turning around, and let's send you to break with more images from the week in London. Trafalgar Square, what a scene.
This is Jaguars All Access.
G-Series Prime Headlines. Hey, it's the bye week, and it's time to regroup. It's about as simple as that, and that's going to do it for Jaguars All Access. On this Tuesday night, have a good bye week, Jeff Loggeman.
Have
a great bye week to you, too.
Thank you,
in a couple weeks. And thanks for watching, everyone. I'm Brent Martineau. Have a good night and a good week.